Welcome to the Voice of God Daily, where Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, biblical scholar and pastor, shares a little bit of Bible to feed your soul and a prayer to bless your day. Jesus said in the scriptures, "Today you will hear the voice of God through the words of the gospel spoken aloud." Now, listen and be filled with God's word.
Hello, good person. Reverend Dr. Brad Miller here, and welcome to the Voice of God Daily, your daily biblical New Testament lectionary reading, resource, and breath prayer, bringing a bit of Bible into your day. Now, here's today's New Testament lesson. The voice of God in the New Testament reading from Galatians 3, 23 through 29, reading from the New International Version. Children of God, before the coming of this faith, we were held in custody under the law, locked up until the faith that was to come could be revealed. So the law was our guardian until Christ came that we might be justified by faith. Now that this faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. So in Christ, you are children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, nor slave nor free, nor is there male or female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. The voice of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. The Voice of God Daily is your daily reading from the Revised Common Lectionary by Reverend Dr. Brad Miller. In a moment, we will pray a breath prayer together. I believe Scripture is fulfilled in your hearing, and my goal is to get a bit of Bible into the ears of a million people. You can help by sharing thevoiceofgoddaily.com with one person in your life. You can rate and review The Voice of God Daily at Apple Podcasts and download the ABC 123 Bible Study Guide at voiceofgoddaily.com. Now, here's today's recommended resource. Something I can do to help you go deeper in your Bible study and your spiritual development is to recommend to you great resources, which I know will be helpful to you. My friend, Pastor John Stange, has a book, Dwell on These Things, available at desirejesus.com/dwellonthesethings. It's about changing the messages that enter your mind and learning to see yourself through God's eyes by spending 31 days feeding your heart with a biblical message of encouragement. So I encourage you to check out Pastor John Stange's book. That's S-T-A-N-G-E, the book Dwell on These Things at desirejesus.com/dwellonthesethings. So have a breath and have a prayer. God of salvation, you sent your Son to seek out and save what is lost. Hear our prayers on behalf of those who are lost in our day. Receive these petitions and thanksgiving with your unending compassion. Redeeming Sustainer, visit your people and pour out your strength and courage upon us, that we may hurry to make you welcome, not only in our concern for others, but by serving them generously and faithfully. In your name, amen.
All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful. We trust you have found the Voice of God Daily useful for your soul today. If you wish to go deeper into today's Scripture, please download the free Bible study guide at voiceofgoddaily.com. The Voice of God Daily can be heard on Apple Podcasts and at voiceofgoddaily.com. Would you be so kind as to share the good news of the Voice of God Daily with the people in your life who need to hear a good word? Your next opportunity to hear the Voice of God Daily podcast with your host, Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, is tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening to God's fulfilling word.